I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
Orange County Choppers.
Is Paul in?
Senior or junior?
Senior.
Nope.
Is junior in?
Nope.
Nobody's in.
No.
When will they be in today?
Probably around 2:25.
What time is it out there?
2:25.
2:25?
Actually, they should be back in about an hour.
Okay, about an hour.
Yeah.
All right, man, thank you.
Thank you.
We're back again with artist, entrepreneur, and reality TV star Mikey Tuttle from American Chopper right here on the TV Time Machine. Now, I think everybody agrees that you're one of a kind, but actually you do resemble one famous person in particular, and that's General George S. Patton.
No one's better than you guys. You're going to go in there and you're going to grease their guts with your treads. Because you got heart. If you don't go out there for me, and you don't go out there for you, you might as well just stay home that day. Just stay home. Just stay home.
Okay, Mikey, why were you firing up the guys?
I think they were going to race. They were going to take a time-lapse speed race. And they didn't actually use that on the show. They used that just on the World Wide Web.
Yeah, exactly.
That clip. But that's... I'd actually never seen that before. Someone told me it was kind of funny, but I guess it was. It was nice, you know? I felt like I don't know, one of those hurrah people.
Man, I mean, yeah, it was like a combination of Patton and Belushi in Animal House. Yeah, you know, John Belushi.
Yeah. Yeah, you could say that again. Thank you, by the way. That's a nice compliment.
Now, recently you guys did a Cadillac build-off that was depicted on Senior versus Junior. How did that come about, and what happened? Who won?
Cadillac build-off, I think they were trying to peg it so there's no real definitive winner or loser, you know what I mean? So really, both bikes were sort of being auctioned to raise money for charity. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I think they kind of mellowed sort of the resolution of that episode, you know?
I think it's really... really great that, you know, you have something as traditional and as conventional as Cadillac, and just merging Cadillac with a chopper, I think, is really interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, especially the sharp, sporty luxury that they're offering these days. It's amazing.
You know what they should have done on that bike? They should have made the seats out of Corinthian leather.
You know, the other day I was joking around with Vinny. I was calling him a yuppie,
right,
and telling him that he has Corinthian leather in his Beamer. That's funny, Corinthian leather. That was a big advertisement during the 80s and 90s, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was, oh, shoot, I forgot. I'm blanking out on what car that was. That was a commercial that Ricardo Montalban did.
Yeah, Corinthian leather.
Yeah, oh, God, it's going to come to me later. Now, lately, your life has changed, and you've really challenged yourself. You've extended yourself into other dimensions. One thing that you've tried was stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Now, that was depicted on the show recently. So what was stand-up like for you, and is it something that you would want to do full-time?
It was like torture, and I most certainly would.
Okay. So you're a masochist, basically.
Yep. Okay. Absolutely. A glutton for punishment. No, I enjoyed it. I bombed a couple times, and I did pretty good a couple times, but or pretty well, I should say. I really just enjoy painting and being a bit more of an introvert these days, if I can help it.
So you would prefer the
really going out there and doing stand-up, you got to kind of be very social about it and everything, and I just decided to sort of relax and stop traveling around, stop moving around so much, and just be able to sort of sit still or paint and take time with things.
Did you ever have to deal with hecklers, or did you not do it long enough to experience that?
I didn't do it long enough to experience that. I have a good... I bombed a couple times pretty bad. I was telling dirty jokes to white-haired people and children after expressly telling the person who booked me at this country club that I have very dirty material.
Right.
You know, and she had a couple margaritas, and she was saying, oh, that's nothing they haven't heard before. Don't worry about it. And I said, okay.
Yeah, you got to know your audience.
Yeah. And then I broke out my roadhead joke, and that was it. It was curtains.
So, do you have any comedians who are particularly inspiring to you that are your favorites?
Well, you know, the special Bill Cosby himself.
Right.
It was a video that my grandparents had. We used to watch over and over. So Bill Cosby, Rodney Dangerfield. I love Rodney Dangerfield, man. Yeah. Even his horrible stuff. Rodney's great.
Right.
You know, all those guys like Jim Carrey, and everybody's been on Saturday Night Live. And the Marx Brothers, the Three Stooges, all those people.
I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot here, but do you have a favorite SNL cast?
I do. It was when it was, Phil Hartman, Jan Hooks, Victoria Jackson, Mike Myers.
Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey. Phil, I said Phil Jackson. John Lovitz, and I think I'm missing somebody.
Yeah, actually, Nora Dunn. Yeah, yeah. Actually, a lot of people think that cast was either the best cast or as good as the original Not Ready for Primetime Players back in the 70s.
Yeah, well, you know, it's apples to oranges, I think, and it's unfair to, it's unfair to try and compare. Muhammad Ali to Mike Tyson, you know. You just can't. It's different times.
If they ever did an American Chopper the movie and cast actors as you guys, who would you want you to play you?
I would want the most fat, disgusting like pig you could ever imagine. Like, I would want, some toothless Scotsman or white trash to play me who can't even act. They just give him a bunch of booze, and he spits. He spits everywhere when he talks. No. Sincerely.
Yeah.
I would have to say, sincerely, I would like, I never thought about it, but Philip Seymour Hoffman would be great. I would love that. That would be.
Hey, that's actually not bad. I don't know.
Yeah, why not, man?
I was thinking Brad Pitt, but I'm not.
Oh,
I'll
see you, man.
Yeah. Now, fairly recently, your life has changed because you have entered the art world. How did that come about?
It's funny you should say that, man. I was bored in Orange County Choppers one day about 3 years ago.
Right.
And the producer was looking for something for me to do, like an outside segment. And he filmed me painting in my basement at home about 12 different fellas from the shop, and I really enjoyed it, so I just kept painting things, pretty plain and simple, but that's the way it went.
What is it about painting that gives you the most satisfaction? Is it the process itself, or what happens afterward?
Yeah, it's the process. working on something is always, I think, the best. It's also standing back and looking at something that you did. I think, when you work on a good piece, when you put a lot of time into something, especially, and then you stand back and you look at it, it's pretty gratifying. It's also gratifying when something like that sells. You know, you feel good. You know.
Do you have a vision? You know, clear ambitions as to where you want to go with this, and what you want to do, and what you want to tackle.
Not usually. I usually have sort of a general something or other. If I'm doing a portrait, say, I usually have a reference point, either a photograph or a live person. But as far as my other painting, like my minimalist stuff, or I do drip painting as well, I just try to let it flow, you know? The sort of abstract stuff.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, who are some of the artists that you admire and that have influenced your work?
Yeah, I really admire the big ones, Picasso, Dali, Van Gogh, and who am I missing here?
Pollock? Did you mention Pollock?
Ed Pollock, right. Yeah.
Yeah,
Pollock, especially because of the drip.
Now, where can folks view and purchase your artwork?
They can go on www.wolfganggalleries.com and or www.therealmikeytuttle.com.
Hey, Mikey, as you look back over the last decade and all the things that have happened in your life and on American Chopper, and as you think about the future, what are your thoughts?
Wow, man, that's a question for Neil Armstrong. I don't know. I think I've been very fortunate in life, and looking forward, I hope to continue what I'm doing. You know, I really enjoy my life, and I really enjoy painting, you know. So as long as I can make a living on a reality show, I will. And as long as I can sell enough paintings to continue to paint, I will, and in that I'll be happy, you know. I don't have to travel much, and I like to spend a lot of time with my nieces and nephews. I've been very fortunate, in other words.
Well, Mikey, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you. I think I will.
This is Jim Benson. Join us again next time as our magical transport takes us on yet another journey exploring television's past, present, and future. You'll find your next adventure right here on the TV Time Machine.